From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In less than 12 hours, the Senate is expected to hold a test vote on sweeping health care legislation. Yesterday, conservative Democrat Ben Nelson promised to be the 60th vote his party needs to overcome GOP objections. But concessions were made. In exchange for his support, Nelson's home state of Nebraska gets increased federal money to cover the cost of expanded Medicaid. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says it's worth it.
Yesterday was a breakthrough day when Senator Nelson announced his support. And we have to look at the positive side of this thing. For once, we're able to say to the American people, we're going to help you make health insurance more affordable.
But Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona says the deal with Nebraska is unfair to the rest of the U.S.
When the senator from Nebraska on page 98 of the bill gets his state specifically exempted from having to pay the increased Medicaid costs associated with this bill. If it's not a good deal for the people in Nebraska, why is it a good deal for all of the other people in the country?
Both men spoke today on ABC's This Week. Thousands of Iranians are out in support of Grand Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri, who died today at the age of 87. He was a fierce critic of the country's hardline leadership and denounced the outcome of June's presidential election. The BBC's John Lyon reports.
The Iranian government is clearly nervous this will become a rallying point for the opposition. There's a big security presence on the streets of Qom, and state TV waited 10 hours before confirming the death. Following the disputed re-election of President Ahmadinejad in June, Grand Ayatollah Montazeri became an increasingly important critic of the government and the system. He said the election result was a fraud, and he questioned the right to rule of the supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei, whom he outranked in the clerical hierarchy.
That's the BBC's John Lyon reporting. Protests broke out in central Taiwan today, where thousands of people marched ahead of a Chinese envoy's arrival on the island for trade talks. Critics fear the talks could lead to Taiwan-China unification. As a snowstorm moves up the northeastern U.S., airlines are coping with a backlog of holiday travelers across the country. Many flights from LAX bound for the East Coast were delayed for hours. Washington, D.C. area airports forced to ground flights due to yesterday's near whiteout conditions have begun reopening runways. But NPR's Allison Keyes at Washington Reagan National says the passengers' misery is apparent.
Not very many people in line are smiling. Everybody's got a lot of luggage. Some people look really tired, but I think folk are trying to make the best of it. One woman said she tried Amtrak. They're sold out until Wednesday. Although she was scheduled on a flight yesterday, she doesn't think that she can get out until Tuesday. And she was thinking of renting a car to drive back to Southern California, but you know what? There are not any cars either.
NPR's Allison Keyes. This is NPR. Bad weather caused trouble for the high-speed Eurostar train service between London, Paris, and Brussels this weekend, and service had to be canceled until officials could figure out why the trains have been coming to a stop when they enter the Channel Tunnel. Thousands of holiday passengers are scrambling to find other ways to get across the English Channel. Larry Miller has more from London.
Five Eurostar trains stopped mid-tunnel on Friday, turning a two-hour Paris to London journey into a travel nightmare for more than 2,000 passengers. Some were trapped without food, water, light, or air conditioning for up to 16 hours. The company cleared the tunnel and tried again Saturday, but another Paris to London train with 750 people on board came to a halt after emerging on the English side. It's thought the train's electrical systems are failing due to condensation occurring when the cold train enters the warm tunnel. The high-speed trains have been running since 1994 and have become the dominant means of cross-channel transportation. However, these problems appear to be new. Eurostar will be running only test trains until it can rectify the fault. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Lebanon's prime minister has concluded a diplomacy-building visit to Syria. Saad Hariri, who blames the Syrian leadership in the death of his father in 2005, said today that his talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad were frank. Hariri says both leaders want to open new horizons and ties between the Arab neighbors. But he said they did not talk about the assassination of Rafiq al-Hariri 4 years ago. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News. In Washington.